On Midwest Week, the gig economy and how it's thriving in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Linda Cook, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Linda, I guess we better start with defining the term gig economy.
It's a job that is finite, mm-hmm. or can be finite, and I'm going to take this from a book by an expert. She says it's the economic value derived from the increasing trend of people working in jobs of indefinite duration. There it is, that phrase, which are finite in nature. So this isn't a long-term career, but it's something, it might be a project, or it might be a need, something that's addressed that's temporary.
Okay, so what are some examples of jobs that would fit this definition?
The perfect one is a pizza delivery person. That's perfect. You remember years ago, we didn't talk about the gig economy, but those jobs were around us. And we might say, oh, I have a friend who's cobbling together a living by doing X, Y, and Z. Well, they might have been driving a cab, or they might have been delivering something else. Those jobs are considered part of the gig economy.
Okay, someone bartending on weekends or something like that.
Right.
Or in my field, I wouldn't be considered the gig economy, but a freelance journalist might be.
Well, yes. And, you know, for whom do we write? For how long do we work? Those questions are always up in the air.
Okay. So what prompted you to write the big story about all this?
Because I know so many people who are doing this.
Okay.
And I use Uber. And I use Lyft and have used it long before those services came to the Quad Cities. Every time I ride with a driver, I talk to that person about, how did you fall into this? And each person has such an interesting story. One fellow I talked to in Chicago not too long ago, it was in December, told me about being a medical student. And he said, this is a good way to get to know people, to get to know how people behave. And it gives me extra money, and I need it right now. I'm studying to be a doctor. So interesting. Other people have said, I'm retired, and you know what? Watching TV doesn't make me any money.
I can't play any more golf or something.
That's
like
right.
That. So the people you talked to locally, how did you find them?
On Facebook, I found a cartoonish-looking picture of a delivery person, and I said, hey, do you know somebody who works in the gig economy or has a side gig? A lot of people say that. Have them PM me through Messenger, and it was really easy. One of the people PM'd me through LinkedIn, and it turns out I've known this man for a long, long time. I had no idea he was a gig worker.
Okay, so tell us about Chad Strawhacker and why he's a good example of all this.
Because he delivers. He's a delivery person. He has two different jobs. He delivers pizza, and he also delivers, it happens, for the Quad City Times. And he has done this for years and years. He says he makes great money at it. He was in quite a bit of debt. He shared that with me at one point in his life and managed to get out of debt by doing this. He's also very frugal. It's not, how do I say this, a career that leads to a luxurious life, but he's able to afford what he needs and to support his daughter.
Would he prefer a traditional job, a 9-to-5, or a job on an assembly line or something like that?
No, and I asked him that twice while we were talking. He likes driving. He likes listening to the radio. He likes the rush of it, the activity of it, and he knows his routes inside and out. So he said, there's no way I could make as much as I do in a 9-to-5. There's no way.
I worry about people like him and others in the gig economy that there's no real safety net. I mean, if his car breaks down or he gets sick or his children get sick, what happens then?
I suppose he doesn't get paid. But I also imagine there's no one he has to call and say, I need a sub or I'm going to be out this number of days. He seems very contented with it. He says it's not for everybody. And everyone I talked to said, this isn't for everybody, but it suits me well.
It sort of reminds me of a quote I saw on Facebook last year or something. Someone said that there are thousands of jobs in the U.S. economy, and I have three of them.
I like that.
And, you know, that's what it struck me reading about Chad Strawhacker and some of the other people you talked to, that there are jobs out there and you can cobble together several occupations and right. somehow survive.
Right. I have always, not always, but since 1999, I've worked one full-time job and one part-time. But there's a difference in that the part-time job is steady. What I have always worked has been a steady side gig, if you will. Mm-hmm. But if you're a dog walker, if you're a substitute teacher, you don't know when those opportunities will arise.
That's right. So who are some of the other independent workers or gig economy people that you talk to locally?
One of the more interesting was Donnie Miller Jr., and he and I have known each other for a long time. Donnie's a longtime bicycle advocate and expert mm-hmm. and believes people should ride, that their community should have more bicycle-friendly opportunities and that riding a bike is very good for a person. He does rigging on shows. So let's say Jason Aldean comes to the Tax Slayer Center. Mm-hmm. Donnie's the guy, and he's part of a union, who climbs up and rigs up speakers or whatever is needed. He goes in a huge circuit in the Midwest, and he receives emails from, he has sort of an agent or manager, do you want this gig? Mm-hmm. And he either accepts or he doesn't. And he loves it.
So do you want to work tonight at the Tax Slayer Center? Do you want to work tomorrow in Cedar Rapids, et cetera?
Correct. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And he makes a decent living at this somehow and been doing it a long time?
Long time. And he says he really likes it and he makes great money.
Mm-hmm. I guess part of the allure would be, in a sense, the independence.
He loves that.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to work for a few days, he can just not work for a few days. And again, there's no one to report that to.
Mm-hmm. And then do the people you talk to, do they talk about retirement? Do they talk about, health insurance, things like that?
Well, a lot of them had something on the side. Mm-hmm. But I think that it depends on the company you're working for and what you determine to be health insurance that you need. Everyone is so different.
Mm-hmm.
There's no blanket statement to that.
Now, I guess one of the big controversies these days is for people in the gig economy, when are they independent contractors and when are they actually employees?
And that's an attorney's answer. And I'm not even sure an attorney can answer that mm-hmm. right now with certainty.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Now, another person you talked to is someone that I've met a couple times or two was the actor, Tristan Tapscott.
Tristan and I have known each other for a long time, and mm-hmm. I was so surprised he reached out to me and said, you just described what I do, and I hadn't thought about that. He's a mainstay at Circa 21 Productions, has his own website. He is listed on IMDb. He's a professional performer, an actor. Not always an actor. Sometimes he's done gigs that involved production, the production side or the back side of a show. And he also is a musician, but he makes his living on the stage.
And here again, he's working odd hours when he wants to.
Right.
And, a lot of hours at night probably, so it gives him time to take care of family during the day.
I loved what he told me. He said he doesn't always know. He can't look far ahead. He might not be able to tell you now what he's going to do in August, but he said, I get paid to pretend with my friends. I love that.
That doesn't sound like a bad gig at all.
Not at all.
Have you heard from anyone since you wrote the big story last weekend? Has anyone come, written, or contacted you?
I have heard questions from people, sort of like what you posed to me about the laws, about insurance, and I wish I could have gone deeper into that. Mm. That made me very happy, even though I can't answer those questions, and books are being written about that right now, and there are websites dedicated to those questions. But I'm glad that it gave people a new perspective on part of the Quad Cities that's all around us and that we may not acknowledge consciously.